Baby Moses, Exodus 2:3. But when she could hide him no longer, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with tar and pitch. Then she placed the child in it and put it among the reeds along the bank of the Nile.
Pharaoh was the new king of Egypt. He feared the children of Jacob, now called the Israelites.
The Israelites are growing too strong. If there is a war, they may fight against us and defeat us.
To keep this from happening, he made the Israelites into slaves and put Egyptian masters over them. But no matter how unkind the Egyptian slave masters were, or how hard their work became, the Israelites continued to grow in number. Pharaoh became so angry, he passed a cruel law, ordering every baby boy born to an Israelite family to be drowned in the Nile River. Now it happened that a baby boy was born to an Israelite family. Fearing Pharaoh's decree, the mother hid the baby for months. But when he began to cry and move about, she had to do something to save him. She decided to make a large basket out of the reeds that grew near the river. Then she put the baby in the basket and set it among the reeds along the riverbank. That evening, Pharaoh's daughter went down to the river to bathe. It was then she noticed the strange basket floating among the reeds.
"Fetch that basket,"
she said to her servant girl. When she opened the basket and saw the little baby boy, she loved him. Then Miriam came forth and said,
"Would you like for me to get an Israelite woman to take care of the baby?"
"Yes, I would,"
said the princess. So Miriam ran back to get her mother and told her the things that had happened.
"Take care of this baby and bring him back to me when he is older,"
the princess said. When the child grew older, his mother took him to Pharaoh's palace, back to the princess, and he became her son. The princess named him Moses, saying,
"I drew him out of the water."